Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this October 12th. I'm Joshua Chang. Steve Sarkisian has been fired as USC's head football coach just one day after he was put on indefinite leave. Sarkisian did not show up to yesterday's team practice. Athletic director Pat Hayden said it was clear that Sarkisian was not healthy when he phoned him yesterday. Players anonymously told reporters that the coach appeared intoxicated at a team meeting earlier that day. This incident is only the latest this season. Sarkisian made offensive comments during a drunken tirade at a football kickoff event. The LA Daily News reports the coach had to be pulled out of a team huddle during the USC game against Arizona State because Sarkisian seemed to be intoxicated. In a written statement, Hayden says he hopes Sarkisian will have more opportunity to focus on his well-being. In the meantime, offensive coordinator Clay Helton will step in as the interim head coach. USC is 3-2 this season, following an embarrassing 17-12 home loss Thursday night to the University of Washington. They face off against Notre Dame Saturday. Producer Megan Coyle says the whole thing has blown up on social media.
PR student Jenny Chang was tracking the social media response to Sarkisian's firing. The volume of tweets about Sarkisian jumped from about 1,000 posts to about 20,000 posts in under an hour.
Every 2 minutes, there was like 500 new tweets, and it was just insane.
She says everyone from students and alumni to major news organizations are tweeting about it.
There's actually a very balanced mix of sympathetic, like, oh, I hope you feel better, and a mix of like, ha ha, like being a little bit sarcastic about it.
Chang expects people to do less retweeting and more posting about their own opinion as the afternoon goes on. Megan Coyle, Annenberg Radio News.
A new poll suggests nearly 3/4 of registered voters support the expansion of charter schools in LA. The Broad Foundation and California's Charter School Association released a poll today, but not everyone's happy about it. LA's teachers union opposes the proposed expansion. It calls it an attempt to dismantle public education. But Robin Lake of the Center on Reinventing Public Education, which supports charter schools, disagrees. She says the expansion of charter schools could help improve education in Southern California.
LA is home to some of the nation's leading charter school networks, the nonprofit organizations that have replicated successful schools and are getting really some tremendous results. So that's really promising.
Hundreds of Angelenos lined up outside the sports arena by the Coliseum this morning just to see a dentist. Reporter Anne Braganen stopped by.
When Mary Lundquist heard that the nonprofit Care Harbor was offering access to free dental care, she felt she had no choice but to go.
Because I have a tooth that's already aching, and the pain starts in the morning, and I know I have to have Advil, and it's to the point where the pain is a routine.
Lundquist was one of many who braved the heat and long lines to receive a special wristband to be able to get that aching tooth taken care of. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services estimates that nearly a third of Americans have no dental insurance. Irma Hall Wood is a volunteer with Care Harbor.
Dental is so expensive, and health insurance just don't cover it. Even mine, I still have to pay a large copay.
Those who received a wristband today will be able to see a dentist later this week. Ann Branigan, Annenberg Radio News.
Growers from around the world won't have to wait until Halloween to see the Great Pumpkin this year.
It's the Great Pumpkin! He's rising up out of the pumpkin patch!
Pumpkin farmers gathered in Half Moon Bay to try to break the world record for the largest pumpkin ever grown. The top pumpkin weighed in at 1,969 pounds, falling just 400 pounds short of the world record. The prize money is based on a pay-per-pound system, so the winning grower raked in more than $11,800. The contest kicks off the Art and Pumpkin Festival in Half Moon Bay. The guy who shot Cecil the Lion won't be charged. Zimbabwe's environmental minister, Opa Muchinguri, says the killer won't be charged because he had his papers in order. That's it for this hour. For all of us at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Joshua Chang.
Thank you.